Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on Matt Hayes, senior national college football writer for Bleacher Report. Also does some radio up in Jacksonville for 1010.
What do you think they've been talking about?
Preseason Jaguar football.
Nope. Guess again. Come on, one more.
Isn't the big golf event up there also at the TPC?
No.
Oh, probably Gators and Canes,
there
I'm guessing.
Go.
Yes. Matt, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Matt, we're doing great, man. And last time I talked to you on your radio show, we weren't sure, and we thought, wow, we got to be the only Division I team in the country, three quarterbacks trying to figure out which one it's going to be. Now we know it's Jaren Williams, Tate Martell, kind of both been big stories. One doesn't get the job as a transfer. A little bit of a surprise with Jaren Williams. What'd you think when you heard it?
You know what, Joe? I think it's a lot about – well, first off, I think it's unfortunate that the news is more about Tate Martell not getting the job than Jaren Williams getting the job, because I think that's a great thing. I mean, you got a redshirt freshman that's played all of like eight plays against a meaningless FCS school, and he works his tail off, and he gets the job. You know, he knew Tate Martell was transferring in from Ohio State. He knew Nkosi Perry had the advantage of being a guy who played there before. He works his tail off, and he earns a job. I think that's a great story that's overlooked, unfortunately, because of, you know, all the drama that's surrounding Tate Martell. I mean, I truly believe that Manny thought, okay, he's the best thrower of the group. There's no doubt about that. So the reality is, if we're going to have to take a risk-reward situation with any of these guys, which you are, because the other two are not accomplished throwers, then you might as well do it with a guy that can throw the ball. Because if you can't throw the ball and you get a situation where you can only run and defenses are going to start to sit on everything you do and they're going to roll safeties up, and then it's going to be a brutal situation of putting your defense in situations, short fields, and you're going three and out, they got to go back out there and they're getting tired. At the very least, look, let's do it with a guy that can throw the ball, and maybe we can make things happen and score some points.
Hey, Matt, why has Tate Martell, in your opinion, been such a nationally almost as big a story, like you said before? What is it about Tate Martell?
You know, Joe, I think it goes all the way back to the Netflix thing, the QB1 that he did, and it's not just that. He's a very confident kid. There's no doubt about that. And it starts with the idea of he initially commits to Texas A&M, and he's all in Texas A&M. He's recruiting players to Texas A&M and social media. And then he goes to Ohio State. And he goes to Ohio State, and you know, he wastes his time and plays behind Haskins. And then he comes out, and the news of Justin Fields transferring to Ohio State, and he says, you know, why should I be intimidated by this guy coming here? He hasn't put one shred of work into this program like I have, and within – 2 or 3 days, he's out. He leaves and he goes to Miami, and he leaves and he gets this NCAA waiver. And I think it's partly the portal too, Joe, because he goes into the portal, he gets the NCAA waiver for no reason other than I lost the job. That's at least the way it looks from the outside, from the general fan, okay? So the general fan sees all of this, Joe, and then sees Tate doesn't win the job in Miami, and then it's very easy to jump on a guy when he's down. You all know that. That's how social media is. It's easy to jump on people when they're down.
That's right.
And right now, Tate's down. So right now, everybody's jumping on him, and it's a bigger thing. It's an easier thing on social media to jump on a guy when he's down than it is to look at Jaren Williams and say, man, this guy really must have played well, not only in the spring, but in fall camp. For that staff to say, you know what? We're going into a huge game in the season opening. It's a bitter rival on a neutral site, 65,000 people there on national television. We're not going to go with the guy who has played for us before, Nkosi Perry. We're not going to go with the guy who has taken snaps at an elite top five program in the past year. We're going to go with the guy who's taken eight snaps against Savannah State because, you know what, he gives us the best chance to win. That's a great story, Joe. And unfortunately, The story now is about Tate Martell.
Matt Hayes joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Matt, Manny Diaz was a great hire for this team, and a lot of people down here are happy. But how big of a hire was Dan Enos to come in here and be the offensive coordinator for this team? And now the quarterback decision. But how big of it, you know, do you think that was?
You know what? I'll tell you guys exactly how big it was. Think about this, okay? So we all knew what Jalen Hurts was his first couple of years at Alabama. He wasn't really a guy that's going to – he made good throws, okay? But he's not a guy that's going to beat you specifically just with his arm, you know? And he loses the job. Tua comes in. All that happens. We all know what happens. And then last year in the SEC championship game, Tua gets injured, and Jalen's got to go in there. And Jalen's got to go in there against a top three team. He's got to go in there when they're down double digits. And he's throwing the ball and making good throws and making plays. You could see in just that quarter how much the work with Dan Enos in 1 year did for him. And to me, that's the key hire. The key thing is you got a guy that can actually teach quarterbacks, teach the concepts of the passing game, and develop players. And you got that at the most important position on the field. You are way ahead of the game. I thought that hire of Dan Enos by Manny was clearly one of the best, if not the best, assistant coach hire in the offseason.
All right, Matt, let's talk about that other team, the Gators. We got a lot of Gators down here, matter of fact. But your thought on just how good this top 10 team is from what you've seen, strengths and weaknesses of this football team?
You know, Joe, I mean, they have guys. There's no doubt about it. They've got dudes on both sides of the ball. I think they're going to be really good on defense. You know, a lot like Miami, a top 15 defense. You know, I think it all comes down to the guy quarterback. And you know, we've heard all offseason about how this will be a different Felipe Franks and how the last month of last season changed who he was and made him more confident. You know, he's a willing runner. He's a guy that understands, you know, the passing game now. He understands the progressions and the concepts of the position and all those good things, right? And here's the thing. This isn't just like you know, analysts saying this or guys, you know, like you and I on talk radio. This is the coach. Dan Mullen was saying all this. So this is Dan Mullen putting all this out there. So now my question then becomes, okay, let's see what he does. Let's see what he does game one against a really good defense when it's a big game again. You know, what happens if the old Felipe Franks comes back? What happens if he throws a pick six or he fumbles and Miami gets a quick score? Does he go into the mental tank again like he has prior? And I think that's a big deal. That's what I want to see. He's got the talent, Joe. He's got the arm talent. He's got the NFL body, the NFL arm. I want to see what happens between the ears, not only the understanding of the passing game, but what happens when he hits adversity? What happens when he throws a pick six? Does he become the guy that folds again, or is he the guy that says, you know what, screw it, let's go to the next play?
Yeah, it's that Florida offense obviously changed. I just can't believe the change when McElwain was there to Mullen now. It's amazing.
Man.
It's amazing.
It's literally coaching and development. It's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, and the thing is McElwain was very good at developing quarterbacks at Alabama. He was very good at getting a lot out of you know, not so much NFL talent. But, I mean, when you've got guys on your staff that are not good at that, which is what McElwain had, you know, then it shows. And you know, you can't – and you hate to say this, and I know, you know, many coaches will say this, but you can't hire your friends. You can't. You got to hire a guy that you know can do the job, that you know can develop players, that you know can recruit players, and he didn't have that.
What do you think is more important, by the way? That's always a great question. You put a guy in your 10 coach staff with better recruiter or better coach?
Oh, man. Joe, I mean, I hate to say this. it's recruiting right now, man. I think if you can – here's what I would do if I were a coach, okay? I would – my position guys would just be absolute kick-ass recruiters, all the position guys.
I'm with you on this.
My coordinators, yep. Coordinators would be S's and O's guys that can develop.
I totally agree.
You have to do that today.
And your head coach,
yeah,
obviously.
If you don't have dudes – sir. I mean, I was just out in Colorado yesterday, and I was talking with Mel Tucker, and, you know, I said, you know, how Colorado, you know, was once a national power. They won a national championship. You know, how is it, you know, how do you change things here? And he said, it's one answer. It's dudes. It's guys. You've got to get guys there.
Right.
And that's really what it is. It's not just in college football. It's high school football. It's the NFL. I mean, you players make the difference. That's why players make the money, you know?
Yeah, Matt, I'm with you on that. I totally agree. By the way, we keep hearing about this this secondary, the Florida Gators, how good it is. Are their corners as good as they're being hyped up?
Yeah, I think they're really good at corner. I mean, the safeties, I think they've got, you know, they're not bad, but on like a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably say their safeties are about a 6, a 5 or 6. But, I mean they're close to 9. They're 9, and they're bordering on 10 as far as corners. They're really good at corner, really good. They're not that deep. They probably go about 3 deep, 3, 4 deep, but they can cover. And that's what was going to be hard for people with Florida on that defense, because they can get quarterback and they can cover on the outside. So I think if you're going to beat Florida, you're really just going to have to run between the tackles against them, because I think in the middle on the interior line, I think they might at least have experience issues until those guys get used to what's going on and get used to playing in those SEC type games week after week. So I think running the ball, if I'm Miami, then I'd run it right at them.
By the way, speaking of two other teams in the state, UCF and Florida State, what are you expecting from those two teams this year?
I think Florida State's going to be a lot better than people think, because Kendall Bryce, we talked about Dan Enos being a great hire. Kendall Bryce is a great hire at Florida State, a great hire. And Willie tried to hire him last year too, but it just didn't work out. I think he's going to make James Blackman a much better quarterback, a much more confident quarterback, and that offense will make him a better player too. You know, it's different. Willie was there last year. They used that Gulf Coast offense that he used at USF, and that's more of a kind of a Stanford type between the numbers, kind of like phone booth type of run, downhill running offense. Whereas now with Kendall Bryles, it's the Baylor system. You spread everybody to the numbers, and you let the quarterback who has an arm throw it to receivers who are winning on the outside, and then you also run downhill between the tackles because everybody's spread out. Now that's all going to predicate on can they block, and that was a big problem at Florida State last year. But I think they'll be better on the offensive line. They're much more physical now. Every one of their linemen is over 300 pounds now, and I don't know what that means exactly, but that's a big deal now at Florida State, that everybody's over 300 pounds on that line. I think they'll be better. UCF, I mean, I want to see what Wimbush can do. You know, Wimbush, I think, will eventually win that job. But UCF, other than the quarterback spot, really good. I mean, a really, really good Group of Five team again.
You know, it's funny you said that, because I can't wait for Stanford UCF, right? Isn't that going to tell you a lot? Stanford comes to Orlando to play that game. I think that's going to be a great game.
Joe, imagine if UCF wins that game.
God.
That AD. Like, we're not going to be able to shut that AD up.
I mean, if you guys were sick of Danny White before, imagine if they win that game, man. Woo.
Well, they're going to change their parade from Disney World in Orlando to Disney World in California. They're going to go to Disneyland to have that parade.
Oh, man. But let's be honest, man. He's telling the truth. The reality is nobody wants to play him one for one, and they don't want to play him home and home one for one. You know, but you also have to look at the other side. Look, there's no reason for Florida or Miami or Notre Dame or Michigan or Ohio. There's no reason for them to play them one for one. And when you really get down to the macro aspect of it, there's no reason Florida to play them one for one. Why would Florida do that? You're helping them. You're helping their program. So Florida doesn't want to do that. Now, if they want to go 2-for-1 and they play their home game, you know, at the Citrus Bowl, then great. I think Florida would do that, because then Florida gets more tickets, and they're not in the situation where they're going on campus to play that game. And I know Florida talks about, oh, it's the tickets, and we need more tickets. It's not about tickets. I mean, that's a good thing, because the fans get to see the game. They don't want to go play on campus. They don't want to go play in that 40,000-seat stadium where there's 4,000 of their fans or 3,000 of their fans, and it's a tough spot, man.
Yep, I agree. Matt, you were awesome again today, my man. You know, you keep this up. We're never going to get you again. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, anything for the great Joe Rose, man. Anything.
All right, man. Thank you, Matt.
All right, my friend.
You're awesome. Thank you. Matt Hayes, senior national college football writer for Bleacher Report, and has got his own radio show.
Yep.
Pretty good stuff on the game.
Correct.
And things to watch.
10 days. You know, 10 days, Joe.
10 days. God, was that a teaser? Only thing, let me see, we can do better. We got to get OJ tweets.
Right. Coming up.
We got to check in on it.
There it is.
We got to check in on the text machine, the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 56022. We got it all, man. Send it. Bring your best. Just like Transworld Business Advisors brings their best, they want to let you know you're ready to sell your company.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.